Okay, you don't have to cough?
No, I'm fine right now.
Clear
I'm
your throat?
No, I'm fine right now. I'm fine.
Hey, get listen, it out of you.
I've had allergies for a really long time.
Okay, that's
can't help it.
All right, boring.
Y vuelve mentado y nos que viene azotando. La está botando, lo está acabando, la está matando. ¡Cha! ¡Ay, ay, ay, chiquitita!
Hey guys, it's the Carolina Cadillo Show. I'm Carolina.
Hey, Jeff here.
Hey, listen, so a couple of minutes ago, I'm upstairs just getting ready for the podcast, getting some stories.
Yeah.
And then I'm just, you know, I'm not watching TV. All of a sudden, Urban Cowboy comes on.
Oh, yeah.
And I've never seen the movie. It's I guess it's an early John Travolta movie.
1980. It was after, it's after Saturday Night Fever.
Oh, it was?
And
okay.
After Grease, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Anyway, so, by the way, what's trending is the Grease song, John Travolta and Ella Travolta dancing it. They're going to be dancing. They made a commercial of dancing Grease
for the Super Bowl. Yeah, of course.
I know nothing about the Super Bowl Sunday, by the way. Do you?
It's a football game.
Yes, yes.
Tom Brady is the quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
No, and who's the other
Patrick
guy?
Mahomes is the quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs.
He's like in his 20s, right?
He's young, yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so
hope I got that right. Kansas City is Kansas City.
I think so. Anyway, so Jeff, I was telling you. So I said, Jeff, do you ever see Urban Cowboy? He goes, are you kidding me? And my sister's over. Excuse me, I gotta clear my throat again.
Oh no.
Anyway, so my sister's over. She goes, I saw it too. It's okay. I'm like, okay. I've never seen the movie. Anyway,
oh my god.
So Jeff, what did you say to me after you saw the movie?
After I saw Urban Cowboy, I wore a black cowboy hat for like 2 years. I was up in SUNY
New
Paltz.
Why would you do that? Can I ask you?
I was at the State University of New York in New Paltz, which was a big drug school. Apparently, that's what everybody thought. Anyway, that was the fashion of the day. Some people wore hats.
Oh, my gosh.
It was pretty trendy at the time.
Anyway, I need to see a photo of you. Do you have any photos of you?
You know, I don't know if I have any pictures of me wearing a cowboy hat.
2 years? Not one single photo?
And what happened was I ran the radio station, the college radio station.
Yeah,
and I remember. I had a big meeting.
Yeah.
Like in 1980, I guess it was.
Oh my god.
I'm dating myself. So what? People know I'm not 20. So when we had a meeting of the radio station, I'll never forget, I came in and I just remember walking and everybody turning around and staring because I was the guy that ran the station. And I walked in and I had that black hat. I would take the black hat off, like I wouldn't wear it the whole time.
Yeah.
I'm sure some people thought I was a total douche wearing it.
Oh my god. Were you like the only one on the campus wearing one?
Probably. I was one of the few.
Okay. I need to see a photo because I fell off the bed laughing when Jeff told me
that.
Do
you remember when you watch Fast Times how they make the two girls are talking and they joke around about how all the girls came back with Pat Benatar hair?
Oh, yeah. And they're dressed like Pat Benatar, too.
Right.
That headband.
Yeah.
Right?
That was the whole joke. Well, that was the thing back when Urban Cowboy came out.
Oh, okay.
It was a fashion of the day, Carolina.
Okay, all right.
It's a great movie.
Okay.
It is a really good movie.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got a heavy drama
in it. I've never seen it, so I'm going to watch it later.
Have you ever watched An Officer and a Gentleman?
Oh, it's on all the time on HBO.
Have you seen the whole thing straight through?
I've seen bits and pieces. So,
okay, not
so
the same
if
thing.
If I put all the pieces together, I know what it's about.
that's how my wife watches things.
Bits and pieces.
First of all, go ahead.
First of all, Jeff, when do I have time?
I'm going to tell Jack
I'm
Rico
doing
why.
Laundry.
You know, I just want to tell the audience. We have a nice TV in our living room, but it's pretty old, okay, at this point. So it's not, it's an early flat screen television.
It's
from when we first got married.
Yeah.
You bought it like a year after I think you went out and came home with it.
Yes, exactly.
I said, this is going to be a good marriage. She's going to buy shit all the time.
I always buy crap
so much for that. So anyway, here it is. Believe it or not, that TV is like 17 years old.
I didn't realize that.
The power supply blew out one night when we came back from like Florida. We went to turn the TV on and it didn't work, so I called a guy in and he fixed the power supply.
Yeah.
But that was replaced like a year after we bought it. It had a Costco warranty, and here it is 17 years later. Anyway, I want to get a new TV, but the point of my story is I don't really want to get a new high-def TV.
Oh, my God.
Is because Carolina is just going to sit around and watch the same old crap. She's going to watch Little House on the Prairie bigger.
Can I tell you something?
The Waltons bigger.
Can I tell you something?
Andy Griffith bigger.
I just put it on whatever channel that pops up, honestly.
Right. She doesn't stream anything.
I don't even watch TV. I'm doing mounds. I do laundry every single day in this house. I'm cleaning the baby's room. Our house, you have to see, is a clutter.
Does this show sound like a boring domestic argument?
Let's move on.
I hope not.
Let's move on, okay? Jeff, remember Prince's White Dove? He always sang about when doves
when
died.
When doves cry.
Yeah, when doves
die.
Cry,
when
yes.
they cry, Carolyn. Well, yeah.
So he
die.
Had a dove. Oh, what was a dove's name?
Apollonia.
Let me see. One of the original white doves that Prince kept at his house, iconic Paisley Park House, has yeah. died at 28 years old.
Wow. Birds live a long time.
I didn't know that they could live that.
Mario, the anchor I work with at 1010 Winds, has yeah. got two African greys. They live for like
really?
Forever. We should get him on one day to talk,
really?
About, talk about his birds. His birds talk. They do all
really?
Sorts of, yeah.
Oh, Divinity. Divinity. Was it does name?
Wow!
Oh my gosh! Wow! 28 years old! Wow! Let me see.
Died,
in a few minutes, guys, we have Jack Rico on. Jack Rico will be talking about the Golden Globes.
He will.
Yeah, and you told me something that the nominees are nominated by the foreign press.
Yeah, the Hollywood. I believe it's called the Hollywood Foreign Press Association.
So no one there is actually from the United States.
No, I'm a little late with Doves Cry, right?
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Great song though. So how many doves are left before you move on to the Golden
Globe? Oh, I don't know. It doesn't say. It just said that.
Prince had doves, huh?
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know.
I have doves in our yard. Doves eat at our bird feeder.
Yeah, we do. We
doves,
do, yeah.
Blue Jays and Cardinals. And by yeah. the way, the rat has still not popped his head out, so that means six more weeks of winter. I saw a squirrel finally today. But, yeah, the Golden Globes are decided by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. I forgot how many members,
yeah.
but they're the ones that decide who gets nominated for these things. You know, there's not one network television show in it. No, it's all stream stuff. It's
Why
all Netflix.
Is that? Okay, we'll ask Jack that too.
Because
okay?
they don't think there's quality on the networks, and Jack is most likely going to agree and say, yeah, the
you
best
think
stuff.
So?
The
there's
best
a lot of stuff on regular TV that's good, right?
Yeah.
Even Bridgerton. I mean, I've never seen the show.
That's not on regular TV,
No, that's on HBO or Netflix.
I don't know.
Anyway, I hear everyone is like complaining. Why did it not get nominated? I was like, I don't know because I've never seen it, but I'm gonna make it a point to watch it.
That's on the list,
Jeff. So remember, I was telling you now. Yesterday, what's the name of the model that came out to say that A-Rod FaceTimed her?
Her name is LaCroix or something?
Yes. So now it's like a bigger
deal. Madison LaCroix.
It's a bigger deal today.
I guarantee she was not born with that name. There's no way. Like, if you're born with that name, you're born to be a stripper.
If How about her son? Name, How about her son, Jackson Jensen?
Okay.
That sounds like a superhero name, right?
He's a stud.
Yeah, he is.
Last night he was taking a bath, by the way.
Oh, stop. I don't want to hear that. Forget it.
He was taking a bath last night.
No.
What?
I will not just say that as a podcast.
He was pee-peeing in the bathtub and laughing about it.
Okay. Nobody wants to hear that. So listen,
it's hilarious.
Jeff, so listen, let me tell you this, okay? So it's bigger news today because now people are saying, did A-Rod cheat on J-Lo? With this Morgan, what's her name?
Madison LaCroix.
First of all, Madison's even saying herself. She's never met him. They were like getting it on during FaceTime.
I've never met him.
So why bring it out? You know, J-Lo's engaged to him. And now they said there may be trouble in paradise.
Because there is suspicion.
Oh, gosh.
You know?
But that's just so, and they haven't even, talked about the topic.
People still like to you know, attach themselves to other famous people to get publicity.
Why? Come on. Leave them alone.
A-Rod still makes headlines.
Leave them alone. Although people call him Mr. J-Lo now.
Sources close to A-Rod have said that he and LaCroix have never met. An insider told us Alex and Jennifer are very happy. They're together and building a house in Miami Beach.
It's a scene.
What was the big house I used to talk about? What was the one I used to talk about? Who was that had that house in Tampa? What they called someone famous.
I don't know.
Had that giant mansion on the water.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
The water.
Yeah.
The water. The H2O.
What else? Oh, Jeff, we talked about this yesterday, right? Morgan Wallen.
Yeah.
The country singer got disqualified.
He got canceled. He's a victim of cancel culture for using the N-word.
They said that everyone has dropped him. Every radio station has dropped him. They think that this is the end of his career.
It can't be.
That's what they're saying.
That's not right. What he did isn't right, but it doesn't justify. You can't cancel your career because you said.
First of all, right now he's canceled everywhere.
Ask Kramer, right? Ask Michael Richards. When's the last time you saw him?
Oh, who knows?
Remember the comedy club?
Yeah.
Come on.
No.
He said, there's an end.
Oh, gosh.
He was up on stage.
But anyway, so
about black people.
They said he apologized.
Like an idiot.
He's apologized.
Yes.
But they said that still it's too late.
Well, first of all, he was coming home drunk from some sort of party, it looks like.
He was bossing one of his guys around.
And he was yelling to some guy outside.
Yeah. It's actually one of his workers.
And one of his neighbors heard all the noise and decided to
record that?
Record it.
And so TMZ got the video.
It's like, it's, you know, it's just, so, I get it. It's wrong. You don't use the word. But on the other hand, when people, it's just funny how these private moments become like such a big deal. When who does that really affect, okay?
Yeah.
I mean,
but,
yeah, okay,
you know,
it's wrong. It's definitely wrong, okay?
What he did was wrong.
You know?
But another way to look at it is that when you're a public figure like that, you really, really have to watch every
right.
single second of your life.
And
you could be in the bathroom of your home and somebody's, remember A-Rod? Somebody snuck in a hotel room. Remember
right.
somebody
a camera,
put a camera?
Right?
Yeah. Yes, that's what I'm saying.
But A-Rod, I doubt A-Rod's used the N-word. Although, who knows? You know?
Jeff, it's just wrong. Oh, let's get, it's just wrong, guys. So I'm just, I you know, I feel for the guy, but you know what?
He was just on SNL, by the way.
I know.
Yeah, and what happened was that he got canceled from SNL because of the pandemic, I think, early on or something.
Yeah, because he was making out with somebody at a bar. He doesn't not use a mask.
And then he came back.
And they parodied that.
Yeah. And yeah. he was funny on SNL.
Yeah, well, anyway, so I, you know, maybe they'll, you know, forgive him and he'll make a comeback.
And then they have him coming out of the house with some girl in the morning, the TMZ video, and they have his face, they have the girl's face blurred out, like she's, you know, like she's whoring around or something.
Oh, my God. Okay, like, let's get Jack on. He's ready.
You
got his number, right?
Of course I have his number.
Okay.
Jack Rico's
getting
number.
Jack Rico on. Jack Rico, he's everywhere, guys. He's the pop culture, you know.
He's everything. He's got the black and
pop
white
culture,
podcast.
Yeah, black and white podcast. He's on NBC with Today's Show. He also has his own show. I don't know if they recorded because of the pandemic. We got to ask him about that one, all right?
Know.
The Consumer Show.
Dr. Fauci, I'm getting down to Dr. Fauci says, don't get together for the Super Bowl.
Well,
they keep warning. All right,
we're
going to
have
wings
at our house. We're going to have wings.
We're not having wings.
The baby Jeff and I will be having wings.
I'm not eating wings. Did you read the story about how there's a wing shortage? Every year they do.
Every year.
Every year this bullshit comes around.
How many wings?
People eat more chicken wings on Super Bowl Sunday than any other holiday. Number two or number three, believe it or not, is.
What? Tacos?
No. Number two or three. The number two or three holiday for wings. Guess what it is?
Oh, hold on.
It's coming up too.
Valentine's?
Yes.
No, really?
Nothing more romantic than pulling apart a chicken wing with your date and splattering
her.
Oh,
my God.
Let me get Jack Rico. Splattering her with hot sauce.
First of all, Jeff and I, when we were dating, we'd go to Hooters all the time.
Yeah.
This is not an ad for Hooters either, okay? But if you want to pay us, we will. But we used to go there every time when we were dating, Jeff, remember?
Yeah.
We'd get the 24-piece, and Jeff would get his fish.
And the girl would never sit down with me when I was with my wife. But when I'm alone, I go to Hooters with, like, you know, another guy. Suddenly the chick's like, she's sitting next to me. She's like, hey.
Did I tell you
how
ever?
How you doing?
Did I tell you a couple years ago my mother wanted me to buy her Hooters outfit? She actually wanted to go trick-or-treating with us in a Hooters outfit.
That would have been funny.
My mother.
The orange shorts?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, let's get Jack. Let's get Jack on.
Oh, my God, the orange shorts. I went to Hooters not long ago. I picked up takeout, remember?
That's right, you did. I love Hooters. Anyway, I haven't been there in a while.
Did you see the girls in Tampa with the strippers with masks on?
Really?
It's hilarious. They're in the Post.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Hey.
Jack Rico. Welcome to the podcast. How are you?
Oh, my God. How awesome. Oh. Happy 2021, guys.
Yeah.
You too.
We made it.
We haven't, like, talked to you in a while.
In a while. A couple of months.
We made it.
We either talked to him right after January or right before the new year. I forgot which one.
About your black and white podcast. Yeah. How's that going, by the way?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Oh, man. It's going great. We were featured on Forbes magazine.
I saw that.
Is Morgan Wallen coming on? I heard he's going to be a guest.
So he can drop the N-word all the time?
Oh, my God. So, Jack, real quick, what are your thoughts on that?
Listen, I think that everybody that is white grew up with a particular education. Their circle around them, these words might have been normal to them. Hmm. You know, when you look at the history of the United States and you kind of just look at education overall, social, professional, you know, the work environment, you know, a lot of these words come out of people's mouths with like a sense of almost confidence,
right?
Where they don't feel in any way that they're going to be accountable for it. And when you look at the riots that happened on January 6th, why would you think that anybody would be fearful of saying the N-word? But because of cancel culture, everyone that was a part of the Trump organization, everybody that was part of the riots, everybody that drops the N-word are starting to notice that the cancel culture is the real accountability. It's us.
But
it's us. It's you. It's me. It's not the bosses. We all know that Andrew Jackson, the president, after Abraham Lincoln was killed, he was the one that brought no accountability to the Civil War Confederates, to Robert E. Lee, to all those people got away.
So do you think they
weren't convicted? Nothing happened. Right. So why would we think that accountability is part of, you know, authority positions? It's us.
Two things.
It's us that put people in check.
Yeah, two things. You know, when people say Trump is the worst president ever, I always think of Andrew Jackson. Sorry. Much worse in my eyes. And the other thing I was thinking is, is it really... I mean, is it really fair to... I mean, I know that's the result of what this guy did, but is it really fair to completely cancel somebody? I mean, is it really that fair? Because
right now, yes.
Of course.
Right now,
yes.
Because if that accountability, Jeff, if you constantly say, yeah, but do you have to cancel the poor guy? What are you doing? You're encouraging him to
exactly.
do it again.
Exactly.
So at what point, if it's a riot and no one's, you know, getting really,
exactly.
you know, at what point do we start really saying that instead of canceling, we're complicit in these people fomenting that same behavior?
And you're telling people that it's okay. You know what? Other people are going to go ahead and do it. If that guy can do it, I can do it too. So there you go.
Absolutely, with no consequences.
If it's done on both sides, then I'm sort of okay with it. But it's I don't know if it's equally applied. I can't think of an example right now, but I know.
Oh, it is. Do you remember Terry Crews?
Yeah.
The actor,
yeah,
he was almost on his way to getting canceled. The Goya guy, the CEO of Goya,
right?
Yes.
He's been. I see. He's
that
been,
guy was canceled.
He's been censured by his board, right? For his comments, correct?
He's not allowed to speak to the press unless he goes to the board.
Wow.
But don't
so
you? Don't,
this
don't,
is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I it's not a free speech thing to me. I mean, I get it. You know, free speech is not really a thing when it comes to platforms like Facebook and Twitter. But it is kind of weird to me that it does look like, look, this is coming from my liberal mouth here, but it looks like the left is out to cancel the right more than the other way around. I mean, it's like Donald Trump shouldn't. I mean, to me, all right, Trump did encourage those people, but he's not the sole reason those people went into the Capitol. It was very organized.
No, but you when you are the president of the United States,
exactly,
and you tell the people that are silent that it's okay to now raise your voice,
exactly,
and let your voice be heard.
Yeah.
And we all know that these rioters, I'm not going to say all 75 million of them, but a lot of that group are like, hey, if the president of the United States, who's in charge of all the laws in the United States, is telling me that I can say the N-word and I can go and do and be free and use my free the First Amendment to say whatever it is that I want, I'm going to feel completely emboldened to not only do that, but to do a lot more.
How about comedians? Should comedians have to apologize for making? I mean,
no,
I,
because comedians are doing. As soon as you walk into a stand-up, you know, let's say at the Beacon, and you sit down and you watch Dave Chappelle or you watch Joe Rogan, you're paying to hear that you're already complicit in what they have to say.
Yeah, but people,
these aren't politicians,
right? But
that
they've gotten in trouble too, though. I mean, they recorded George Lopez got in trouble, remember, for yelling at the white audience. Like, people were shocked. And I mean, I just said Michael Richards, you'll never see him again, because that wasn't really comedy. He was just saying, hey, there's an end, remember, in the comedy club. But that Michael Richards hasn't been seen in that's got to be like more than 10 years ago already.
Well, listen, unless we're talking about the Me Too movement, you know, if we're talking about something that has nothing to do with the comedy or the words that are coming out of that person's mouth within a particular context, and they're just abusing people, absolutely they should be like, Louis C.K.
Louis C.K.
That guy hasn't been seen in a while.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, yeah.
I mean,
he's supposedly Mexican.
Is he really?
Yeah.
I didn't know
his
that.
I forgot what the CK stands for. I forgot the story with that. But
I can think of a couple things. Hey, listen, let's talk Golden Globes. Golden Globes. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Golden Globes. First of all, Jack, I don't know. Maybe I've been hiding under a rock. I didn't realize that the nominees are nominated by the foreign press.
Foreign Press Association.
Why? Are there Americanos on that board, or is it
all
foreign people?
All foreign.
No, they're all. You're supposed to be foreign. But there's that? Latinos in there from Mexico, you know, and things like that. But here's the problem with the Golden Globes. And I think that the foundational, that what everybody needs to know about the Golden Globes is not so much about the awards and the celebrities and the stars and, you know, their choices, but really is about that the HFPA, the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, is a bunch of people that are not critics. They're a group of people that got together. Let's say I'm at a supermarket and I find the bag boy over here and I find the manager over there. I find this. And it's just people that have nothing to really do with the film business. They're not actors. Wow. They're not directors. They're not critics.
Yeah.
They're journalists that talk about film. But their sort of career has never really been in film. So no one really takes them seriously.
How is that fair,
but
then?
For some reason, they were able to get a NBC contract for years with an incredible award legacy history that Hollywood celebrities actually weigh when it comes to the mobile upward mobility of their career. It's incredible. But they're a bunch of nobody.
So Jack, nobody. Jack, so is it going to be virtual this year, the Golden Globes?
Yes, I think what's going to happen is Tina Fey is going to be in New York.
Oh, that's right.
Amy
Poehler
is going to be in L.A. inside the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Oh.
It's going to be on NBC, but it's going to be done virtually through NBC, kind of like the way you see, you know, late night TV where, you know, the hosts are at their house
exactly.
and everybody's virtual, but it's being broadcast on television.
Okay, before we go into the awards, real quick, do you think it's time for new hosts? I mean, I like the two chicks, but is it time for maybe some
We tried it without Tina Fey, and it sucked without them.
Oh, okay.
So that's why they're coming back.
Now, Ricky Gervais, did he do that, or what did he do?
He did it, I believe it was either last year or the year before. I think last year was, like, no host.
He bombed.
It could have been.
No, he's old. He's drunk, you know. Apparently, so you know.
Right, but he's also lacerating at everybody.
Yeah,
which is the funny part.
I love him. I love Ricky Gervais.
He makes him uncomfortable.
He does. He does. That's you know? That's the best part.
But the funny part is that he's allowed to make people uncomfortable, but some people aren't. Remember when Chris Rock got all the crap because I'll never forget Chris Rock got up there at the Oscars and he got up there and he said he's the killer in the movie watch with Tom Hanks all the time, you know, the actor I'm talking about, the British guy, the Tom Hanks movie where Tom Hanks gets gunned down and he's a thug.
Oh right, the Ethiopian actor, right?
Anyway, I'll never forget Chris Rock was standing up saying, who is Jude Law, who the hell is Jude Law, and like the audience was like, They just sat there like stone faced, you know, like, oh my, how dare you insult one of us? And you know, because here was, you know, the stand up world doesn't quite, you're not quite in the same level as these Oscar actors. And I always think that they look down upon stand up comedians somehow. I just get that vibe. Maybe I'm wrong, but you know, I read that I saw that the Oscars, like, it's funny that Hamilton is in the category for Hamilton's nominated in the Golden Globes, but the Oscars have deemed Hamilton ineligible because it's just a film version of a Broadway show.
Yeah. You know, not too much to get into Hamilton because I'll go into a rabbit hole on that one, but essentially the Academy Awards, which is the highest ranking order of film organizations, they have the de facto set of rules. I mean, everybody can tweak them, but they're the ones that really look at film, as pure film, not something that was a theatrical play that was recorded by a camera and then coming off of as a film. So it doesn't have any of the film qualities, the film elements that would make that into a film outside of it being recorded as such.
But it's funny. We saw the David Byrne show, The Utopia.
Oh, right. Well, see, that's another one.
Which is great.
Oh, that's not really a film.
And Spike Lee directed that. Spike Lee directed the...
Oh, I didn't know that, really?
Yeah, my buddy went to see...
Yeah, he did.
He saw Spike Lee there. And Spike Lee had the mobile truck outside. My wife has a question. She wants to know why do they ignore network television so much? Like, network TV's probably never been better.
I actually think network TV's never been worse.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
In my opinion.
Oh, okay.
Really?
I just think that when you look at the business economics of the way television acquires television shows, the way their production is created, it's so ancient. And a lot of these new shows that are coming up are shows that aren't necessarily word of mouth anymore. Listen, TV's never going to go anywhere just because – you know, in the older generation, you know, 50s onward, maybe even 40s onward, they're used to it. They grew up with TV. That's the way they communicate with the world. But there's this new sort of breed of people that are like, you know what, screw TV. Let's watch the streaming apps. Let's, you know, get our information from social media. Let's watch things on our phone. And I just think that all of these elements and all of these mediums will have to dance together at some point. It's better for us to have more options. My fear is that there's going to be too many options and we're going to be completely overwhelmed. So at some point, you're going to have to get rid of the mediocre, you know, mediums and just stick with the big ones. But I think TV is one of them. I think radio is suffering.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
sort of on the end. It's on the way down just because you have, you know, podcasts, but then now you have Clubhouse and now you have Twitter Spaces that's coming up. And these are social media networks built for audio. So those are all competitions for radio.
Exactly.
Oh, radio is still so easy. You know, you turn it on, it's there for you. You hear me doing traffic at night.
But during the quarantine when you're not, you know, driving, everybody.
I know.
I mean, you remember the whole NPR thing that happened. NPR's whole business model almost imploded because of the lack of community driving, you know.
That's true.
Commuting work, you know, when you get in your car, just go to work.
No,
that's when you turn on the radio. But without that, everything almost imploded.
Can I ask you, did you see did you watch did you see the Borat film, the second one?
Yeah.
You like it?
I did. I laughed a lot.
It's funny,
I've never
right?
seen Borat.
It was extremely disturbing, gross,
right.
controversial.
Oh, really? Okay, now I gotta watch it.
Right.
Now.
See, that's what that's what I like.
Extremely memorable.
You know, I just heard a criticism. I listened to another podcast. These guys were going off on Frank Zappa, okay? Because Frank Zappa had very juvenile music when he was a great composer, but he put out a lot. He had very juvenile humor, and they said this stuff doesn't float today. And maybe there should be a new rating. Like, maybe there should be, like, an O, like, you know, we have PGR. Maybe it should be an O for, like, if you think something might offend you. Because I saw, you know, G.I. Jane came on the other day. G.I. Jane.
Demi Moore.
Yes, has a warning on it that some of the depictions in here might offend some viewers. It's crazy.
Really
is a crazy.
I never people, saw it either.
Anyway.
Okay,
yeah, there is disclaimers. The disclaimers are necessary today because you don't want to encourage racism or you don't want to encourage, you know, female abuse or rape or anything like that.
No.
Okay.
Listen, I think that the idea that there was once a moment in our lives where we said, hey, you know, Superman, if you watch Superman, then you're encouraging people to throw themselves off of a roof and then they're going to commit suicide.
Really?
Right?
Kids did it, apparently.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
This was a real thing when Superman was coming out.
Yeah.
But
wow.
We've all learned that that's not necessarily the case. What we do know is that psychologically, we do know that the brain is influenced and that movies, which are basically stories, visual stories, do influence and shape the way we view the world overall.
Mm-hmm.
It plants seeds in us to see the world the way the movie told us to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part that we have to be careful
That's
of because
true.
There's a lot of fiction within these based on a true story type
Very
of
true.
Movies, you know?
Jack, okay, let's go. Before we get out of here, biggest snubs and surprises of the 2021 Golden Globes.
I'll tell you this much. In the best motion picture drama,
mm-hmm.
The Five Bloods from Spike Lee, Regina King's One Night in Miami.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that one.
George C. Wolfe's Ma Rainey's Black Bottom and Judas and the Black Messiah from Shaka King were all excluded from the best motion picture. Look, Oscar So White came up for a reason.
Right.
It was white people essentially celebrating white people. That was the whole issue behind it. That's the meaning behind it. And what ended up happening is that we got a lot more colorful. But now the Golden Globes, which is the joke of all the award shows, is so tone deaf when it comes to American culture.
Oh, big time. I see that.
That they completely exclude. Dude, The Father is nominated.
I see
Mank
that.
Is nominated, right?
Yep.
The Father is a movie that no one really thinks is a great movie. Everybody thinks it's a great – it's a movie with great performances. And it should be awarded in the acting categories. But to not – include The Five Bloods, One Night in Miami, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. All these movies were great. If there was ever a moment that you had to pick quality black films, this was the year to do it.
Wow.
And the fact that they didn't is just tone deaf.
But like you said, it's like the maitre d' at a hotel deciding the movie.
Exactly.
You know, it's they're not real. You're saying they're not real critics, so you know.
They're not really qualified to make these decisions.
So those are the snubs. How about surprises? What surprised you?
Well, I think when you look at Minari, it's a movie that was put in the Best Picture foreign language, but it's actually an American film. Oh. So here's the way it works. A lot of people have questioned throughout the years, what is an American film? If you watch Minari, which to me is the best movie of the year of 2020, it's a South Korean family that are Americans. They live in America and they bought a farm. There's nothing more American than buying a farm. And they buy it in the heartland of America because they want to create a farm for themselves, a business for themselves, a home to provide for their own family. And what ends up happening in the movie is that they speak about 90% Korean. But the movie's directed by an Asian. The cast is Asian, but it takes place in America. It's about the American dream. And you have to really decide, is it a Korean movie or is it an American movie? And everybody has said, look, at the end of the day, this is an American story about immigrants wanting to be Americans. Hmm. That's what it is, and that's the way you should see it.
Interesting.
So they put it in the foreign language because it's spoken mainly in Korean, as opposed to taking it and looking at it as an American story that should be put in the best motion picture category.
I gotta watch that.
So everyone is like up in arms about this. The Asian community is like, what are you doing? See, so there's a lot of identity and cultural controversies that are having here. So when we see it, we're going to be talking a lot about these sort of topics and exploring them more and more in conversation.
Can't wait to see that one.
Do they eat the dog at the end?
Stop.
On, well, they do that.
All right, we got to get
out of here. You're liberal?
Yeah,
come on, I had to make a joke.
I'm going to slap him.
I'm sorry.
Did you watch the flight attendant? Did you like that?
No, I haven't had a chance, but my wife did see it, and she really liked it. I watched The Undoing.
Oh, Carolina liked The Undoing.
Oh, I love that.
Loved The Undoing until the very end.
Oh, don't give me that.
No, I
got to take my headphones off.
Don't ruin it, Jack. You know what? Everyone's also saying, why did Bridgerton? Am I saying that right? Bridgerton or
Bridgerton?
Bridgerton.
Have you seen it?
Yes, I saw the first episode and I walked
thoughts?
Out of it.
Oh, really?
Oh, there you go.
Really?
Listen, this is, first of all, the women aren't very pretty for my eyes.
They're
not the type of women I like to see.
Two,
the men, which are black, they seem, they're being catered to a gay audience and they're not really being catered to, you know, these are men that gay men would want to watch.
Right.
I would prefer, instead of seeing beautiful men, I would prefer to see beautiful women. So I think that they try to orchestrate this whole thing for women and gay men. Because it's also Shonda Rhimes,
and she
has a very good understanding of that target audience. But there's no way you're going to tell me that the audience of The Wire, of The Sopranos, is the target audience for Bridgerton. So
that's why
I didn't see it.
Shocker.
But I congratulate them for the interracial aspects of the monarchy. You know, we've all grown up with seeing the monarchy as just exclusively white.
Exactly,
now we're seeing
it
black and white. Ah. And I think that that's the value that it brings, but not enough for me to be like, my favorite show of the year. My favorite show of the year is The Crown.
I want to watch that. That's really good, I heard, right?
The season 4 of The Crown is the best television I've seen in years.
Wow.
It just feels like a movie. Shot beautifully.
Really?
The performances are the best.
I heard it's good. Have you watched
it? It is the top of the heap.
The Crown.
Wow.
All right.
We got to watch that one. One more question. We're out of here.
And I was just going to ask, did you watch Your Honor on Showtime with...
Loved it.
You haven't finished
Your Honor?
Yeah, it's got Breaking Bad guy Bryan Cranston playing a judge.
Is it any good?
It's good.
First of all,
what is it about?
Part 2 and part 3 are really good. Really good.
Okay, what's
it about?
It's about a judge who has a son who gets into an accident. And
the son accidentally kills mafia son.
He kills the. That's all you need to know. And from there, it just spirals. Like, it's all about morals and what this judge does.
Exactly.
And it's got racial elements. It's set in New Orleans. It's really, really It says,
well, if you like movies about judges, then you need to watch The Trial of the Chicago Seven.
Really? That's, I heard. Oh, okay. That's okay. Aaron
One of the
Sorkin,
better
right?
movies of the year.
Aaron
this
Sorkin,
was shot,
right?
written and directed by Aaron Sorkin. There has an all-star cast: Sacha Baron Cohen.
Oh, that's right.
It has.
Oh, he plays Abby
Frank
Hoffman,
Langella.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
It's based on a true story in the '60s that happened in Chicago.
Yeah.
And this judge is like super corrupt.
Yeah. Oh.
And he essentially the things that he does to this one black man that's a part of the trial, which was part of the Black Panther Party, Bobby Seale, is so disturbing that this was a true story of a judge, of what he did to this black man, that it has to be seen to be believed.
I remember this as a kid, honestly. I remember this stuff.
I gotta watch that. Jack, listen, thank you so much for coming on. Congratulations on your podcast.
Watch Your Honor. Watch the flight attendant, Jack. I'm giving you some homework,
and
right?
if I may tell everybody, to, if you ever get a chance to join Clubhouse, it's an audio social network.
I was reading about that today. Yeah.
Really?
If you are into podcasts, you like listening to audio, then – Clubhouse is the one for you. By the way, I'm not affiliated with Clubhouse. I just heard about it. It's the New York Times has written about it. The Washington Post has written about it.
Oh.
It's an influencer only invite
type
of social media app that if you are invited because you're in the radio business,
invite only.
Go
in,
join, and check us out. You know, Jack Rico, Mike Sargent. You know, we're doing Clubhouse meetings, talking about movies, talking about anything that is the breaking news of the moment. And it's just like a nice little club to just hang out and have conversations.
So hold on, Jack. So you are in the Clubhouse now.
Yes.
Okay. So I have to apply or someone has to invite me?
Yeah, I can send you an invite.
I'm there.
I'll send you an invite. And see if you can actually, I'll text both of you guys links to join.
Okay.
And then we'll make some magic over there.
I used to read Club Magazine.
Stop. Jack, we love you, Jack. Congratulations on your podcast, Black and
White. Happy New Year. The last one to tell you Happy New Year, of course, it's February 4th already, but hey.
More like Happy Valentine's.
Happy Valentine's. Exactly. We love you. Love you, Jack.
All right, guys.
Bye, Jack.
Take care. So much. Talk to you soon.
Bye. I love talking to
Jack. He can sometimes make the crazy sound normal.
Oh, my God. But I got to tell you, all the movies he mentioned and the way he describes them, I want to see them now.
I'm surprised he hasn't seen Your Honor.
I know. I was very surprised because Jack's like watches everything.
I know. By the way, you know what today is? Go ahead.
What is today?
Today, Carolina, is 6 months since my shoulder surgery.
Oh, okay, great.
And it still hurts.
Okay, great. All right. Yeah, this is true because I like when Jeff comes into bed after his shift, after he's off the air, I said, Jeff, sleep on your right-hand side because I like to come from the back and hug him. I haven't been able to do that in months.
Hug me, baby. Yeah, because when I sleep on that side, it hurts, and it still hurts.
Before we're out of here, I just want to talk about...
we're not done.
AOC.
AOC.
AOC. And I love her. I really do like her. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yes.
So for the last couple of days... she's been on Jeff on Instagram everywhere and Facebook saying that she thought she was going to get killed, making everyone believe that she was at the Capitol stuck with other people while the riot was going on and there were banging going on.
Right.
And she even went to the point that she was sexually abused and it brought memories back.
Right.
Well,
she said she was sexually abused years ago.
Yeah. But so anyway, my point is, and now I read in a post, she wasn't even in the building at the Capitol.
Right, they ushered her out. She was in another area. You can escape the Capitol underground, apparently.
Yeah. But so did they follow her to the other building where they were knocking the door down?
I don't think they knew how to get to the other building, the people who were after her, to be honest with
you. So now they're knocking her down as a liar that she was never at the Capitol.
Well, because she's trying to take political advantage of this thing. So they think she's going to try to run against Chuck Schumer here in New York next year.
She needs to explain herself. What does she mean? Was she in the building? I'm not going to attack her now because I don't know where she was.
She won't explain because you know what? If you like her, you like her. If you don't, you don't. She's one of these very polarizing figures. She's like Trump. You know what I mean? You know what I was going to tell Jack, by the way? I read the story about how Trump released 12 people that were serving really long sentences for pot.
Yeah.
Among the people Trump commuted the sentences of. So, you know, when you say Trump, like, he's horrible, he did nothing good. He let 12 people out that were serving. There was a guy serving, like, 40 years.
What, for smoking pot?
No, for having, like, an ounce of pot. He was selling an ounce of pot.
Isn't that 40 years? You get 40 years for that?
That's the thing. That's why the drug laws, there's all these talks about the drug laws
and
being
now
changed.
And people smoking on at the corner everywhere.
Yeah, now it's everywhere.
Oh,
now it's
God.
Now it's legal.
Anyway, listen, guys.
You can buy it at my the grocery store around the block here, basically.
Do you want to get a hold of Wibin real quick so we can say hi to him?
Yeah, if you want.
Okay, get help, and then we're out of here. Guys, if you want to advertise, 516-637-3254. We're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, at Carolina Cadillo. You want to email us, carolinacadillo@gmail.com. I was like, what's my email? Again, we're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, at Carolina Cadillo. We also have an Instagram podcast, Carolina_Cadillo_show_podcast.
We have a Facebook page too that we don't really do much with yet.
We got to start doing it. Yeah.
By the way, Kanye West, you see this? He started moving things out of the home he shares with Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, she got rid of him.
500 pairs of sneakers.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Did you see Stormy? Stormy, that's Kylie Jenner's daughter.
Yeah.
She just had her third birthday. She has an amazing, they gifted her all these amazing shoes that you and I couldn't afford.
Really?
Yeah, and sneakers too that are being sought after by a lot of famous people.
Ooh, do you know, real quick, as I dial with being, did you see all the crap Chrissy Teigen got?
For what?
For what she posted on Twitter.
What'd she post?
I sent you the picture. Didn't you
I didn't
see
it.
Oh my God. It's, she posted. People are ripping her because
Chrissy Teigen's always getting ripped. I don't know why.
Here.
She's outspoken. I like Chrissy Teigen though.
Okay, listen to this. Real quick, Hang on. You got to hear this because it's classic. Yeah, because she's rich. Like her and her husband have a lot of money, obviously, right?
Yeah, but Usher, you don't really see him much. You know that he's like, he just does his music, sings, and that's it.
Where the hell is this now? Oh, come on.
Well, just tell me about it.
No, it loses in the telling.
Just tell me. We're going to get out of here. I got to pick up the baby.
She went to they went to a restaurant, and okay. the maitre d' recommended a glass of wine to them, mm-hmm. a bottle of wine. Mm-hmm. She posted on Twitter, what's the most expensive thing you've eaten that you thought sucked? And then she wrote, one time John and I were at a restaurant, and the waiter recommended a nice Cabernet. We got the bill, and it was $13,000. She says, how do you casually recommend that wine? We didn't even finish it, and it had been cleared. They took it away from the table. So people wrote, you know, that, oh, my God, having a lot of wealth in this time of dramatic wealth inequality is shameful. I'm sorry it's uncomfortable for you to contend with all the criticism because, like, 52,000, like...
But hold up. What I don't understand is that did she know the price ahead of time?
She's saying no.
Okay, then.
But, you know, when you're John Legend and Chrissy Teigen and you go to a restaurant, the waiter figures, hey, you know, you're both multimillionaires.
Hold on. If you and I go to a fancy restaurant and they try to sell us a $50 bottle of wine, and I complain about it on Instagram, are people going to shoot me down like, you guys could afford it? First of all, no, we can't afford it. What are they going to shoot us down for that?
Oh, well, it's very different because when you're talking about a $50 or $100, even a $200 bottle of wine is nothing compared to a bottle of wine that costs $13,000.
Well, at the end of the day, did they pay for it? I'm sure they did,
yeah,
right?
but the whole point is that people are freaking out because... You know, it's like Jack said, everybody's so woke today.
You know
what?
There's better things.
I don't totally agree with Jack on some of that stuff, you know?
There's better things in a world to complain about. There really are. Guys, we're out of here, okay?
Oh, you don't want to call Wabi?
You haven't called him. I got to get out of here.
I'm calling him. Where are you going?
I got to go pick up my son, remember?
Oh, that's right. Not yet.
Yeah.
Oh, please. All right. He's not answering.
Hello.
What do you mean? Are you up right now? Can you talk real quick?
I'm about to go out the door.
Real quick.
Where are you going? You got a deal going down?
Real quick, what are your thoughts on Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez?
Oh.
Did she lie?
Yapping. What did she do? She's just another yapping Puerto Rican.
Well, first of all, you've seen her the last couple of times Instagram and Facebook saying that they almost killed her at the Capitol. She was hiding in a room with somebody else. And then she said it brought back memories because she was sexually abused as a kid. Now they're saying that she wasn't even at the Capitol.
Well, she was in another. She was there initially, but then she was ushered away.
She was in a nearby building. So now they're attacking her for lying.
Right.
Yeah. You know, you have to understand something. We need attention. You know, she needs attention. She needs to be there. She needs to be this symbol that she's going to be the savior, the next savior of the Latino people. But that's the whole issue,
right?
You know, that she's got to lie about it to be able to be on the limelight so that people, because Because you and Jeffrey are talking about her right now.
Right. See? She's got her supporters. She's got people who love her because she's, you know, she's the radical socialist, you know, so people love that.
How about one more before we get out of here?
Fighting against the man.
One more thing. How about the singer, the country singer?
Oh, Morgan Wallen.
Morgan Wallen.
You see that story?
What happened? He used the N-word?
Yeah, yes, he used the N-word. He was yelling at one of his buddies.
You know, they've taken him off radio. They've canceled him. What are your thoughts on that?
Think about it. It's country music. Everything is whining and stuff like that. It's a white guy with a cowboy hat on. Don't you think he uses the N-word?
God.
That's like they walk into a place that's like their hello.
Oh, my God, Wibby. Are you serious?
It sounded like he calls this guy that name all the time. That's the way, when I heard the video, it sounded, and to me, it's not shocking. I think these private moments are just, yes, it's bad to use that word in public, but.
I mean, I will admit it to you. I grew up in the hood, and that's the way we talk.
That's what Jack said.
Yeah.
Yo, my neck. Yo, this, that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't, you know, I know it sounds messed up, but, you know, they have this thing where only black people could use that name, word.
Right.
And I'm sorry, it shouldn't be like that because I grew up in the hood, and that's if I hang around with Jeffrey and Jeffrey hung out with me in Corona Queens, that's the way we. Hey, Jeffrey, what up, my nigga? You know what I'm saying? It's the way we talk.
Yeah, people. You know. There's a couple of listeners to this podcast who called me my. I was like, whoa.
What up, my neck?
They canceled him. They say his career may be over. Do you think that justifies that?
That's a bunch of hypocrites that do that shit, man. I'm sorry.
Well, it was a neighbor that recorded that and sent it to TMZ.
You think you're that successful? You live in a gated community away from everybody else. His house is like, you see it, it's like right next to other houses.
It must be like, yeah, the guy was
in the privacy of his home, you know, wherever it is, if he lives in a gated community
He was on the street, but either way, you know, he was yelling.
But he's in a gated community, hanging around with me. He's talking to his people. And let me tell you something. For that neighbor to send that was just a quick check. And hopefully, you know, he's happy. He or she is happy that they just ruined a career over something that's a regular vocabulary word for anybody that could direct themselves to a friend. That's the way they talk.
Okay, one more thing. A-Rod, A-Rod, did
don't
he cheat
get
on...
me fucking started A-Rod, this freaking did he, N-word
did,
shit.
Did he cheat on J-Lo? Did you see that model that just came out?
What, was he there?
Listen, let me tell you something about A-Rod and J-Lo and all that. Listen, that guy is so pussy whoop, you know, he's worse than Jeffrey, okay? All right? Let me tell you something. That guy did not cheat on him. Maybe, you know, maybe they had a conversation with Whitey, you know, with Blondie. You know,
last pussy I saw was the cat that came on my porch last night. Oh, looking
my
for
God.
Food.
Yeah,
that's right. The last time you saw a pussy, you called it Mission. It's a fucking cat.
All right, we're out of here. We love you, right? We'll still talk to you soon.
Take care,
all right,
brother.
Bye.
I had did you see one of the stories that I meant to get to earlier?
What is it? We can do it next week. What is it?
No, this woman in Bethpage, her dad died of COVID, okay?
Yeah.
And he's the one that put the Christmas lights up on the house. You didn't see this?
Wait, hold on. We
the father put the Christmas lights up on the
house. You bring it down on the show, Jeff? Are you kidding me?
Listen to the story. Okay, wait, you'll like this.
Okay, go ahead.
So she, as a tribute to her father and her, this woman lost her father and her aunt. So the two,
that's
the,
sad.
They both died.
Okay.
Well, she can't, so she left the Christmas lights up because he put up the Christmas decorations. So she left them up. So she came home and there was a letter in her mailbox that says, take your Christmas lights down. It's Valentine's Day.
Oh my God, that's not nice.
Can you, I mean,
first of all, it's her house. It's her house. If she wants to do it as a tribute to her father, let her do it. What the hell do you guys care? Really? Oh my God! Now you got me mad. Now.
But someone else on the same block. Someone went around. Remember, I told you I wanted to knock on someone's door. There's someone around here who leaves the lights up in July. Now, of course, if your lights are up in July, I would never knock on.
First of all,
I just thought it was funny. Hey, why are your lights up? But this is
first of all, Jeff just put away our candy canes yesterday.
I know. That's what I just said. I just put these away.
Yeah.
I put my stuff.
Okay. And we still have so many decorations on our dining room table. So
I said that on the air last night on the radio.
I'm repeating it again. So Jeff. Okay, so you're the one. You shouldn't be talking. Anyway, guys, we're out of here. 516-637-3254. Again, all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Tell your friends about it. Listen to the podcast. You know what? call, reach out to Revolver Podcast. Say we want more Carolina Cadillo Show podcast. Pay them so they can do a show every single day.
We want masks. Yeah, we want Carolina Cadillo masks to wear.
Yeah, yeah. Go on RevolverPodcast.com. You know what? And then if there's there must be somewhere where you want there's help or something, you reach out to them. Say we want more Carolina Cadillo Show podcast. We pay them so they can do a show every single day.
Wait
pay
a second.
Them.
This is the third show we did this week.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
Don't listen to her.
I'm out of here, guys. Bye.
Contact Jack Hobbs. At Jeff Jensen Show on Twitter, The Real Jeff Jensen on Instagram, Jeff Jensen on Facebook, 516-637-3254. Thanks for all the comments. Check out the Facebook. All right? Thanks for listening, everybody. We love you. The Carolina Cadillo Show is a JJ production.